I want to speak for a little while today just upon the subject of seeds. I love this time of year whenever the leaves on the trees are changing colour from green, yellow, brown, amber, and then they begin to fall. It's a beautiful time of the year, beautiful morning here in Lisburn, and I also like the autumn because it's a time of the year whenever many of the trees begin to seed. And I'm not sure if you've ever thought or considered it, but many seeds have two parts to them. If you're like me and you're partial to peanuts, peanut is a seed and there's two parts to it. And here's a little sycamore seed as well. You know the ones like a helicopter fall down from off the tree? And the sycamore seed has got two parts to it. The seed can be divided into two parts. And I didn't know this either, but recently I was out walking the dog and there's a big oak tree and there's lots of little acorns that have fallen in the ground. And I always thought an acorn was a singular seed, but I peeled it, and lo and behold, inside the acorn, you've got a seed, and there are two parts to the seed. Now, the Word of God is described as being like unto seed. It speaks in Mark chapter 4 about the sower. A sower went forth to sow, and the sower soweth the Word, and the Bible is like unto seed. It gets planted in hearts, it germinates, it develops, it breaks down, it takes root, and ultimately it bears fruit. And the Bible speaks about being born again of incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. And just like the seeds that we have mentioned, I believe that the Bible, there are two parts to it. There's the Old Testament and the New Testament, and yet at the same time it's a perfect unity. And the Old Testament looks forward, the New Testament looks back, and central to the message of the Word of God, the two parts of it, Old Testament and New, is the person of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Whenever the Lord spoke to the two on the road to Emmaus, he began at Moses, and all the prophets went back into the Old Testament and showed them that he was the central theme of the Old Testament scriptures. And so whenever we think about the seed of God's Word, the Bible, there are two parts to it, Old Testament and New Testament. And then whenever we can think about the construction of the Bible as well, certainly there are two parts to that as well. There's the sovereign aspect and there's the human aspect. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, 20 and 21, that no prophecy of Scripture is of private interpretation, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And that simply means that the Word of God didn't come about by human intellect or human ability or human thought or human reason, but the Spirit of God took men and guided them and directed them to write down the very Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So there's that divine aspect. It's inspired, God-breathed, verbally inspired by the Word of God. But the Spirit of God took men and guided them to write down the very Word of God. So we think of the seed of God's Word, two parts, Old Testament and New, two parts regarding its authorship, the divine aspect, the human aspect. And then whenever we think of the very reason that God has given us his Word, again, two aspects of it, God's glory and man's good. God has given us this book, first of all, to bring honour and glory to his precious and holy name, but also to bless us and to benefit us in the knowledge of Christ our Saviour and our Lord. The central theme of the Bible is the person and work of Jesus Christ. It's a book of redemption, a blood-sprinkled book, and God has given us the Bible so that we might glorify and magnify his name. But he's also given it to us so that our lives can be blessed and bettered for it. So the Word of God is like seed. And then whenever we think of the effect of the Word of God in our lives, again, there's that aspect of God's sovereignty and man's responsibility. As we read the Word of God, and that's our responsibility, to read it, to seek to understand it, to seek to apply it to your hearts and lives, there's also that aspect of God's sovereignty whereby he applies it to our lives by the agency of the Holy Spirit. So there's so many lessons, I believe, in nature all around us that point us to spiritual truths. Whenever we think about the seed of God's Word, and many seeds have two parts, so it is with the Word of God. Old Testament and New, the Spirit of God using men to give us this book, and then as God applies it to our lives sovereignly, our responsibility to respond to it, and then God's glory and man's good. What a precious book the Bible is. May God bless it to your hearts today. Why not take a little bit of time even now and read it for yourself? See you soon, folks, and thank you for joining us.